This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was a tearful scene of rare solidarity today in the House of Representatives. Arizona Democrat Gabrielle Giffords handed in her resignation 1 year after being shot in the head by a would-be assassin. NPR's David Welnup has the story.
Last night in the House chamber, the battle lines were clear as President Obama delivered his State of the Union address. Democrats leaped to their feet and applauded. Republicans sat on their hands. Today, it was a different story. Republicans and Democrats alike rose and applauded as Gabrielle Giffords slowly walked down the center aisle. She was welcomed by Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
All of us come to the floor today, colleagues of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, to salute her as the brightest star among us, the brightest star Congress has ever seen.
To which the Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor added,
I know I speak for all of my colleagues when I say we are inspired, hopeful, and blessed for the incredible progress that Gabby has made in her recovery.
It was Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz, though, who hit the emotional hot button in the chamber as she stood with her arm around Giffords.
I couldn't prepare anything this morning because I knew that I would not be able to hold it together very long.
Wasserman Schultz had agreed to be the voice of her close friend from Arizona, but she first had something to say herself.
No matter what we argue about here on this floor or in this country, there is nothing more important than family and friendship. And that should be held on high above all else. And I will always carry that in my heart. And even though I know we won't see each other every day, Gabby, we will be friends for life.
Yes.
For life.
Thank you.
With Giffords' mother and husband Mark Kelly looking on from the visitors' gallery, Wasserman Schultz read aloud Giffords' resignation letter.
From my first steps and first words after being shot to my current physical and speech therapy, I have given all of myself to being able to walk back onto the House floor this year to represent Arizona's 8th Congressional District. However, today I know that now is not the time. I have more work to do on my recovery before I can again serve in elected office.
But the letter ended with a firm vow.
I will recover and will return, and we will work together again for Arizona and for all Americans. Sincerely, Gabrielle Giffords, Member of Congress.
And with that, Giffords handed her resignation letter to the openly weeping Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican who replaces her seemed today, at least, to matter little. David Welnup, NPR News, the Capitol.